2017. Tonight we're going to share in the Lord's Supper, and then after that we're going to open the altars. We're going to have a time of prayer and blessing for everybody here who would like to receive personal prayer. But before we do that, I want you to look into God's Word with me tonight, and let's see how we can grow in faith and vision this year. I see three things inside Psalm 34 that we can do in order to grow in faith and in vision. And the first one is this: in 2017, keep looking up. This year, keep looking up. David said in Psalm 34, verse 5, they looked to him and they were radiant, or they became radiant, and their faces were not ashamed. How many of you know that God wants to give you revelation? God wants to give you a revelation of his purpose for your life. God wants to show us a vision of what is possible in our lives when our hearts become joined to his. That's true of a church, and it's also true of an individual believer. God gives us vision in order to encourage and inspire us, but also so that we will start walking according to that vision and no longer walk out of our own past frustrations, or walk out of our hurts, or walk out of our own sense of weakness. This is pretty good right here, as a friend would say. This is good preaching. You see, when God calls us to do something, there's a sense of excitement about that. Don't you get excited when God speaks to your heart? When a God idea gets birthed in our spirit, there's a sense of anticipation. But I believe that many people short-circuit the wonderful things that God wants to accomplish through them because we have a tendency to measure what is possible by our own strength. See, we have a dozen good reasons why that vision from God could never come to pass. We're too young, we're too old, or maybe we have failed before. We don't have enough money, we don't have the right education, whatever it is. But you know, David experienced, he had experienced all of those limitations in life and more. But he was able to move out in faith and fulfill the vision that God put in his hand and in his heart because he didn't get stuck looking at his own adequacy or looking at his own sufficiency when he approached different situations. That's what makes him such a rare example of faith for you and me. David knew how to deal with giants. He knew how to pick himself up and keep going when he was ashamed. That's a tough one. He was able to overcome painful betrayal of his closest friends and family members. How did he do it? Verse 5 brings us the answer. David kept looking up. They looked to him, and they became radiant, and their faces were not ashamed. When I'm ashamed, I can look to the Lord, and he becomes my glory, and he becomes the lifter up of my head. When we're faced with a giant, we can look to the Lord, and he'll do for you what he did for David. He will give you some weapons that the world doesn't understand, that the world doesn't know anything about, and he'll give you a heart of faith to charge right at the devil. When people betray and reject us, we can look to the Lord like David did, and he'll give us grace to forgive, and he will give us grace so that we can keep our hearts in a place that's still full of love and joy. When we refuse to get stuck looking at our own weaknesses and we look to him, we become radiant again. Shame is wiped away and fresh faith arises on the inside so we can accomplish the vision that God has given to us. You know, I never read in the Bible anywhere that God used any strong people, lest he was the one that made them strong in the first place. Think about it. When I read the Bible, come to find out that weak people is all we've got. But when we look to him, we become radiant, shining with his glory, full of faith and promise, full of confidence that we can do whatever he says to us. Fulfilling God's vision requires getting strength from God, and David knew that that could only come from looking to God. How will we grow in faith and vision this year? Look smart. Keep looking up and get God's help. Second way we can grow in faith and vision this year is this. In 2017, keep looking in. Keep looking in. That's another way to look smart. David said in verse 2, my soul shall make its boast in the Lord. You know, we look up to God for his help, but we also need to keep looking in. Now, I'm sure you know that in the world and in the movies and in the schools and so on, they're always telling people, just look within. Right? Believe in yourself and you can do it. You can do whatever you set your mind to. Just follow your heart. Church, you know, there is a superficial sense in which some of that may be true and will work to an extent because the human soul is a powerful thing. God made us that way. But this is not what I'm speaking about right here, certainly. I want to encourage you this year to keep looking in. And what I mean by that is to keep looking at the incredible resources that God has placed within you through Jesus Christ. See, the Bible says that the Spirit of Christ, the Holy Spirit, lives inside you. It says the grace of God is within you. Think about that. God's kindness, God's power to work is inside you. The Bible says that the Word of God is working effectively within you. It says that the gifts of God are within you. You're going to start to get happy at some point. It's going to start right up here in the first couple rows. And by faith, I just am believing it's going to roll back like a wave. See, the Bible says there's a living hope inside of you. It says, greater is he who is in you than he that is in the world. And Jesus said, he took it all the way to the top. He said that the very kingdom of God is within you. So instead of allowing yourself to be intimidated this year, instead of thinking that you're not going to get the victory over that problem, over this habit, whatever it is, this year keep looking in and remind yourself of all the resources that God has deposited in you. Turn to your neighbor and tell your neighbor, there's some really good stuff inside of you. Some of you don't have any neighbors. You still got good stuff inside you. Don't worry about it. But church, don't let your faith be beaten down. And don't surrender the vision that God has given you. God has placed his greatest treasures inside of you because you believe in Christ. You belong to his son. And you know what? He doesn't have any better stuff to put inside you than he already has. Within your inner man, he's already placed his words and his Holy Spirit giftings. He's placed the very spirit of his son inside you. And if that's not enough, like we just said, he's put the whole kingdom of God and all the resources of the kingdom of God inside you. And if that isn't enough to help you grow in faith and vision, if you start meditating on that, then you're in trouble because I don't think he's got anything left up there to put inside you. I want you to read this confession of faith out loud with me, taken from Ephesians 3. Come on, read this. The God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ has blessed me with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. I want to read that again because it was so good. Come on, read it one more time. The God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ has blessed me with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. Amen. Give him a hand of praise. Come on. Friends, there's grace coming to you from heaven and also coming to you from this kingdom treasure chest that's on the inside of you. In 2017. No wonder David said, my soul will boast in the Lord. There's grace and there's help to fulfill what God is calling you to do. You may be here tonight and there's a dream, could be a ministry dream, could be a business dream, and somehow, in some way, the devil has kind of paved over that, and it's buried under a few inches of concrete. Don't let that dream die, because there's grace and help from God that's right up on the inside of you to help you fulfill what God is calling you to do. There's grace and help this year to see your family healed and be blessed more than ever. There's grace for personal victories, and there's grace for the deliverances that you need, because all the resources of the living God are inside you. David said in verse 10 that those who seek the Lord shall not lack any good thing. Seek him, therefore, in every way possible this year. Take advantage of every resource that he's placed within you. Take advantage of the fact that the Holy Spirit dwells within you. Pray in the Spirit. Seek God. Fast and pray. And take advantage of every resource that he has placed within the body of Christ, so that you can move forward and so that you can become strong in every way that you need to. You know, God has made every one of us different. Some of you are strong in ways that I'm not, and I may be strong in some ways that you are not. But God wants us to become strong in every way. Some of you may be stuck tonight, and that's okay. We all get stuck sometimes in life. Next week, we're starting up our weeknight programs, and we want to help you get unstuck and healthy and strong, so you can fulfill all the good plan that God has for you and your family. On Monday nights, we have Divorce Care and Grief Share again, two very powerful courses that will help you move forward after painful experiences. There's a wonderful kids component now called Kids Care. That's a healing journey for children that we highly recommend to you if you are coming out on Monday for Divorce Care or Grief Share. We also now are going to have a Grief Share session that will run on Monday mornings. And all of those courses are going to start this coming Monday, the 16th. And then the following Monday, the Monday after that, Authentic Manhood is starting up again with a brand new series that's going to help men understand how our past, guys, has shaped us. Authentic Manhood has been such a great blessing already, and I think it's going to continue to grow. That starts on the following Monday, the 23rd. Let's get unstuck this year, amen? Tuesday nights, we're offering Pathway again. That's our Christian 12-step program starting on the 17th. But you know what? Pathway is a lot more than a 12-step program. It's really a life-changing discipleship program. Now, I said that because it's true. Pastor Faith would have paid me to say it if I wasn't going to say it. But it's really true. You know, that Pathway has been one of the most successful and life-transforming things that we've ever done at Harvest Time. And sometimes we find that people sometimes don't get plugged into Pathway because they have heard, they have picked up along the way that that is about substance abuse or about substance abuse only, and that is simply not the case. Anyone and everyone can benefit and does benefit from Pathway. Once again, we're going to have the Clean Ministry for Men on Tuesdays. Clean is all about overcoming in the area of purity. It has helped so many people, and I know that it's helping to save marriages at Harvest Time. Speaking of marriages, please take advantage also of the XO Marriage Conference that's coming up. We are bringing it back this February. If you were here for it last year, then you know how good it is. That's going to be held on the second weekend of February. That's the Valentine's weekend. There is powerful help for marriages there, and we'll be sharing more about that in days to come. Get unstuck this year and use the resources of the kingdom of God to move forward in faith and vision. How many of you know that one of the most powerful things that can drain the spiritual vitality from our lives and from our marriages is financial problems and financial worries? We're so happy to be able to bring back Financial Peace University this year. That comes out of the ministry of Dave Ramsey. If you don't know who he is, he's a best-selling author. not offer, he makes a lot of offers, but he's a best-selling author and financial advisor who's helped a lot of people. Listen, seriously, I don't think I'm exaggerating at all when I say that FPU has literally saved marriages here at Harvest Time, literally. We haven't been able to offer it in 5 or 6 years, but when we did, marriages were literally saved. The numbers are really amazing. On the average, course participants pay off over $5,000 in debt within 90 days, and they also save over $2,500 in that period of time. So, church, determine in your spirit that this is going to be the year that you tackle that monster of debt. Amen. Get a grip on those credit cards, student loans, or whatever it is once and for all. And if you can't say amen, say oh my. FPU is going to be running on Wednesday nights, and that starts next week. We also have a couple of Bible studies on Wednesday. We have a new ladies' Bible study that's taking place on Wednesday mornings, as well as the class that I'm continuing to teach at Sacred Heart School on Wednesday nights. We're wrapping up the book of Genesis. Get into the Word of God this year, and let the Word of God transform your life. We've been mentioning the last couple weeks that we ought to get plugged into reading the Bible through this year. If you haven't done it, do it. It will transform your life. We have handouts to help you do with that, to track along your reading. We can also point you to a great app for your phone or tablet that will help you along with that. Listen, don't let the enemy keep you from fulfilling the vision that God is birthing inside your heart. Trust in God's power and God's resources. Let's shake off the passivity at the start of this new year. You could sign up for those courses out at the Welcome Center before you go tonight, or if you just want to continue to poke around a little bit, dig into some of these things and decide later, you can always get more info and register on the church website. I believe that when we focus on what God has already given us, these wonderful resources of the Spirit on the inside, faith will arise. Faith to accomplish whatever God has said to us. How are we going to grow in faith and vision this year? Look smart. Keep looking up and get God's help. Keep looking in and see the wonderful kingdom resources that God has given you. And finally this, in 2017, keep looking out. Keep looking out. That's another way that we can look smart, is to make sure that we keep looking out. David said in Psalm 34, verse 8, taste and see that the Lord is good. How many of you know that God not only wants to bless us and elevate our faith level, he also wants others to come to know him. And he wants to partner with us to make that become a reality. He wants us to be his instrument. He wants us to call people to come and taste and see just how good the Lord is. This has been at the heart of our church's mission from the beginning. Many of you will know that God gave our founding pastor, Pastor Ray Tate, a powerful scripture for Harvest Time's foundation and how Harvest Time thinks and conceives of itself. It's John 4:35, and it says, it's Jesus speaking, saying, "Do you not say there are yet 4 months and then comes the harvest? Look, I tell you, lift up your eyes and see that the fields are white." That means they're ready for harvest. Church, that verse is a call to vision. Amen. It's a call to faith. It calls you and me to see, take notice, and realize that there are already people who are ripe and ready to come into the kingdom of the Lord Jesus Christ. It tells us to work, to pray, to fast, to give, and sacrifice together, because when we do, Jesus is telling us here that there will be more results than we ever thought there would be. Look out. Look out upon the harvest fields because they are white for harvest. In this year, new year of 2017, let's look out on the fields and have faith that God's dream and God's vision of a great harvest will come to fruition. Let's believe together that it's really harvest time at harvest time. That's why we're building phase two. And with God's help, we're going to accomplish three big things together as a church family this year where phase two is concerned. The first thing takes place in the first half of this year. From now until June, we're going to fund it. Right now, we need $800,000 in order to complete our new sanctuary and get a certificate of occupancy from the town. This includes all the mechanical equipment to heat and cool the building, fire sprinklers, all those things, and the completion of the parking lots and the sidewalks. Church, God has been so good to us. He's been faithful to supply the right people all along the way. He's been faithful to give us incredible cost savings, and he's been faithful to supply finances. And we know that he will continue to be faithful. The second thing we're going to do is this. From June until August, we're believing we're going to finish it. We will need an additional $800,000 in order to finish the new classrooms downstairs, the fellowship hall, the coffee bar, the kitchen, and all the restrooms on the lower level of phase two. It's exciting to think that we're in the home stretch now, and only $800,000 will see us getting into our new sanctuary and worshiping together there. We want to ask you again tonight at the start of 2017 for your prayers and for your sacrificial participation in the 800-800 vision that Pastor Glenn has shared with us. We're praying that God would call two families to share lead gifts of $80,000 each. That's a gift of $80,000 for each half of the 800-800. Or if 100 people could share a gift of $8,000, that would make $800,000. Or if 1,000 people could share a gift of $800, that would also make $800,000. Not everybody can do a large amount, but everybody can do something to help us begin worshiping in the new sanctuary. You know, in the symbolism of the Bible, 8 is the number of new beginnings. And we're asking you to prayerfully consider at the start of the year how you can help our church family come into a beautiful season of new beginnings together. So we're going to fund phase two. We're going to finish phase two. And then, church, throughout the end, all the way to the end of 2017, we're going to fill phase two. Amen. Worship team, you can come back, please, if you would. From September until the end of 2017, we believe with the help of God that we're going to begin to fill phase two. I believe that more than ever before, 2017 is a year for us to look out. To look out on the fields because Jesus, the Lord of the harvest, has a harvest field for you and me to work in this year. Church, I want to encourage you, if you've gotten out of the habit, I want to encourage you to invite a friend to church again. Invite some friends to youth group. Starting next Wednesday evening, we're launching the Alpha course for the first time in a little while. Over 20 million people have been to Alpha around the world. You know, so many people have come to faith in Christ through the Alpha course, including right here at Harvest Time. Right here at Harvest Time, we've had Muslims and Buddhists and Wiccans and hardcore secular Americans meet Jesus Christ and be filled with the Spirit through Alpha. Bring a friend out to Alpha next Wednesday, the 18th. You can come out too. If you're looking for a great refresher course on the basics of Christianity, or maybe you are a newer believer yourself, Alpha would be great for you. It's one of the best presentations of the good news that you're likely to hear. I want to encourage you to share Jesus at your workplace. You don't have to jump up on top of a table in the cafeteria and preach, although I would love to see that on YouTube. But just simply share with somebody how Jesus changed your life and how he can do the same for them. Moms and dads, pray for your prodigals. Some of you don't have prodigals, but maybe you have know-it-alls. If that's you, then pray for your know-it-alls. Teenagers, pray for your parents too. They may not admit it, but some of us could really use the help. Let's expect God to move when we share his love, because Jesus said the fields are ripe. They're already ripe for harvest. They are more ripe, and there are some people out there that you're going to meet tomorrow who are more ready than you would have guessed. We have a good message. We have good news about a good Savior who came to bring us home to a good Father. We sang about it earlier. Open up the gates. Make way before the King of Kings. The God who comes to save is here to set the captives free. Let's believe God to help us fund phase two, finish phase two, and then fill phase two with some new friends who have found abundant life. How are we going to be a people of greater faith and greater vision in 2017? Let's make sure we're looking smart. Look up to the Father, because God will give us help and God will make you radiant. Let's keep looking in. Let's continue to meditate and learn about the wonderful resources that he's given on the inside of us and that he's given to the body of Christ. And church, certainly let's keep looking out and let's get a heart once again for the harvest. Amen. Would you stand together with me? Come on, give Jesus a hand of praise in his house. I want us to just declare that by faith. Can we sing again that song we were singing before in worship, the Lion and the Lamb? Let's declare the power of our great God who wants to come in and ride into people's lives and save them. Come on, let's sing it.